So we have our sheriffs coming up next. Give them a few minutes here to get ready and get going. Just trying to fill some airtime here. Yeah, if our sheriffs would like to go ahead and go up on the podium, ready to take over.
All right. Thank you very much to Duke Edwards for giving me a little break there. Right now, the candidates for county sheriff are taking their position up at the table on the stage. We'll be following the same procedure. We'll be rotating who goes first each time. We'll be starting with a three-minute introduction and then a series of one-minute questions and answers. Once again, for our radio audience, if you have a question for these sheriff candidates, please email it to forum@pinedaleonline.com. Put the word sheriff in the subject line, or if you want it for the county clerk, put clerk in the subject line. Dawn Ballou has got her laptop computer. She's getting these questions turned in, and we've got our people here at the journalism table. We have Ned Donovan from the Pinedale Roundup and Sublet Examiner helping out, and we have Debbie Vickery, who is pretending to be a journalist and doing a very good job at it. Thank you, Debbie. And she's doing a good job of that, and so we have two people here who are attempting to take these questions, and especially we often get five people asking essentially the same question, and in that case they're trying to merge it into one question wherever possible. Well, our candidates right now have been seated. We have Stephen Haskell, who is the Republican nominee for sheriff. We have Brian Sparks, who is a independent candidate and on the ballot for sheriff. And we have Scott Weiner, who is an independent candidate and on the ballot for sheriff. All three of these candidates will be on your ballot when you vote on November 4th. In order to start out, let's start with a little three-minute introduction from each person. We'll start with Stephen Haskell.
Good evening. First, I'd like to say thank you to Kay Pine and all the news media for... You want that closer?
Yeah.
Okay. For hosting us here tonight. Yes, my name is Stephen Haskell. I am the Republican nominee for your county sheriff. After serving 25 years in the United States Marine Corps, I attained the rank of Master Sergeant. I do have the leadership abilities, pride, and commitment to restore the faith and the abilities of the sheriff's office back to our community. I want to bring leadership, pride, and commitment back to the sheriff's office. I believe that leadership starts at the top of any group or organization. Sublet County deserves to be proud of their sheriff's office. I want to initiate community policing with our businesses, schools, and residential areas. I want the county to know all the deputies. I want to create and maintain agency transparency for the benefit of the people of our county. I also pledge that Sublet County Sheriff's Office will operate in accordance with the U.S. and Wyoming Constitution. I further pledge my unstinting support for our Second Amendment rights, and I will, for the rights to keep and bear arms. I will stand shoulder to shoulder with one and all on the front lines for all of our rights. Who is the sheriff? The sheriff is the chief law enforcement officer in the county. How does one get to know the people he is in charge of representing and protecting if he doesn't meet with them? I believe that the sheriff should be out and about with the people under his charge and who he is directly responsible for. I pledge to lead from the front, to be accountable to you, the people, and to make professionalism and public safety my top priority. Thank you.
Thank you, Stephen Haskell. Our next candidate, Brian Sparks.
Hello, good evening, everybody. Thanks for coming out. Bob, thanks for hosting this. A little bit about myself. I grew up in Bedford County, Pennsylvania. I'm 41 years old. I moved here in Wyoming and have been a resident in Sublet County since 2003. I currently own and operate Feather Tan Trucking, LLC. I have three trucks and manage four that kind of services the oil field and heavy haul industry. Some of my experience, why I feel I'm qualified to be the sheriff, I'm currently a professional certified peace officer in the state of Wyoming. I began my law enforcement career in Bedford County, Pennsylvania in 2000 by starting with the Bedford County Sheriff's Department. I went to the academy there in 2001 and became a certified peace officer in the state of Pennsylvania. Like I said, I moved to Wyoming in 2003, started with the Sublette County Sheriff's Office, and I completed a Challenge Academy and became post-certified in the state of Wyoming. I served Sublette County as a patrol deputy for 7 years, leaving in 2010. I was a patrol deputy and patrol sergeant here. I then worked approximately 2 years with the LaBarge Police Department, and I'm still currently a part-time officer with the Mountain View Police Department. Some of the reasons that I am running for sheriff is, you know, I've resided and maintained a residence in the county since 2003. I have a lot of good friends in the county that I care deeply about. I've seen the sheriff's office kind of go, in my opinion, in a direction that I don't feel it should be. I believe in more of a community-oriented law enforcement style of policing. I believe that we need to get back to a down-to-earth Western style of law enforcement where the deputies know the people and are part of the community. And not just in law enforcement, anything the community needs, we should be there to help. I believe that we should have weekly meetings with the community. I'd like to have an officer dedicated just simply to public relations with the community so that the community can address concerns and kind of tell them what's going on and be as transparent as you can as far as what the sheriff's office is doing. I believe you should have an open door to the sheriff. I believe you should be able to get a hold of the sheriff 24/7. The sheriff should be out on patrol and not just working during the day. He should be out there at night. He should be out a lot and be part of the community and know what his officers are doing. I've been a lifetime endowment member of the NRA, and I believe, extremely believe in the Second Amendment. And I believe it's the duty of the sheriff to protect not just the Second Amendment, but the whole Constitution, simply by upholding it and defending it from the government. Thank you.
Thank you, Brian Sparks. And our third candidate for sheriff, Scott Weiner.
Good evening, everybody. My name is Scott Weiner. Thanks, Bob. I've been a Sublette County resident for over 20 years. I've given my life to this county. I've given the last 12 and a little plus to the sheriff's office. I'm very passionate about the sheriff's office and the county. I, too, believe that we need a direction change. I, too, believe we need to give it back to the people. I believe that the people have the right to know some information that maybe they aren't getting. They should feel more connected. They have no trust with us anymore. I would be honored to lead the way to regain the trust and communication with the town that we once had. I want to bring community projects back like we had in the past, the Citizens Academy. I'm really passionate about the kids in our town. I want to bring back the Explorers program. I want to bring back the awareness programs that we had for our younger generation because they are our future. I would really like to be involved in or have the community involved in what we're doing outside of law enforcement and help guide us because bottom line is we work for the community. Any way we slice it up, it's your tax dollars that are making it possible for us. I've already put in my mind ways that I can drop the budget some, be creative, and still give you guys the protection that you deserve. I want to lead some direction changes in the way of community policing through our training, getting our people out there. I mean, myself personally, I go out of my way to help people. That's the attitude I want to bring to the rest of our deputies, our younger deputies and the ones that have been here a while. Individual gets hurt doing a job, I want to be there to help EMS. But then I also want to finish the job that he couldn't finish because he was injured. I donate my time to rodeos. I donate my time to football. I donate my time to individual track athletes in the Big Piney Marbleton area just to help them grow. I'm very passionate about our youth. I'm just as passionate about this job, and I'm just as passionate about this county. I believe I have all the necessary skills, along with my 12-plus years as a deputy, to lead this department in the new direction and deliver it back into the hands of the public. Thank you.
And thank you, Scott Weiner. These are the opening statements from our three candidates for county sheriff. All three will be appearing on the ballot when you vote on November 4th, or if you vote earlier,
you know, of course, be on the ballot then also. And some people are voting earlier. We've got quite a few people have done early voting. If you are going to be, especially if you're going to be out of state, out of county, you might want to go by the county clerk's office and take care of that if you won't be here on November 4th. It's very important that we vote and that we vote intelligently. All right, I think we're ready for our first question. It looks like Ned from the Pinedale Roundup Sublet Examiner will be asking our first question.
Each of you has made community policing a focus of your campaigns, with Mr. Haskell promising also to initiate a community policing program. What does community policing mean to each of you?
All right, then starting with the answers, Brian Sparks.
Community policing to me is simply just being a down-to-earth law enforcement officer. If somebody in the community needs help, and I'm not even talking law enforcement, just anything, stop and help them. Go out and meet the public. Be part of the community. Just simply being involved in it and just being there and helping with what they need help with.
Thank you, Brian Sparks. Answering next, Scott Weiner.
Community policing to me is public interaction outside of our general duties. Helping, talking, listening, and following through. And that's, and on the sheriff's office side, that takes training on our part to show our younger deputies how to become more involved in the community and how to say hi to a neighbor. You don't have to, every stop you make doesn't have to be a negative thing. You can stop them and just to say hi, walking up down the streets, go talk to the business owners and ask them how it's going and what we can do for them. That's community policing to me. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Scott Weiner. In concluding, Stephen Haskell.
Thank you. Community policing to me is not just law enforcement in and of itself. It is the members that live in each community of our county. How many snowbirds do we have here? How many people that are out traveling about? How many people know what their neighbor's doing? What I'd like to do is get the folks in each little block, areas, or whatever you might want to say. This is our public safety part of law enforcement. If everybody knows what's going on around them, they know what else is happening. And with that, what else will it bring to us? We know who, if our neighbors are around, we know what some kids might be over there in somebody else's area that isn't supposed to be there. If someone is watching everybody else, it works collective for all of us. Thank you.
Thank you, Stephen Haskell. With our next question, Debbie Vickery.
Okay, we are trying to incorporate an online question in what's one we had already selected. So this is a long, drawn-out question. Do you think the current level of staffing at the Sublet County Sheriff's Office is sufficient? Over or understaffed, and if elected, what changes would you like to make to improve the organization or operations of the Sheriff's Department while at the same time reducing costs? The online question that we thought would go with the question we had picked was, what can be done to better utilize Sublet County Sheriff's Office vehicles? So,
okay, did you get all that?
Sure.
All right, starting this time will be Scott Weiner.
Do we have sufficient people, I guess, is the bottom line of the first question. Right now, as it sits today, there are days that we have way too many deputies. There are days, just like we experienced a short time ago, that we don't have enough deputies. We're running with a good average number, but I am not opposed to. What I would like to do is take, instead of the patrol duties of most of the people you guys see on the road, and focus their attention to other issues that I want to accomplish if elected sheriff, and that's redirect the training so we can work more on the real problem Sublet County faces, and that's the narcotics and prescription drug issues, and work more with our SAFE task force, because we've got a fairly significant domestic violence problem in the county, too. And as far as the vehicles, what could we do different? That's a crapshoot, because I don't have a real answer for you on that. I just don't.
Okay, thank you, Scott Weiner. Next, Stephen Haskell.
The amount of staff that we have, I do not know. I'm not there right now. I cannot account for that. I don't know how many we have. I know that each area for the patrol, for the jail, for the court security, detectives and everything else, it's absolutely needed. I cannot give you an honest answer for that, whether they're needed or not. It will work out, I want to say, with a little bit of an attrition. If our budget is not sustainable, then through the attrition, I'm sure it will take care of itself. The leadership aspect, of course, wow. It's going to change, and we're going to hold them all. Everyone is going to be accountable to the sheriff and then on down. County vehicles, I have to agree with Scott. That's kind of a, if something happens, you need your deputies to be there because we're not locally. It's 5,000 square miles that we have to react to. So, thank you.
Thank you, Stephen Haskell. And wrapping it up, Brian Sparks.
Okay, well, I believe we are a little overstaffed at Sublette County Sheriff's Office. I believe if you kind of look at the national average per 1,000 people, the rough average is 3.4 to 4 people that services the Sheriff's Office, that being secretaries, dispatch, patrol, and detention. I believe that the same job can be done with less people. Now, I'm not advocating trying to just ruin everybody's lives and get rid of everybody that works there. But like Steve brought up, through attrition, I mean, we can downsize the sheriff's office and still maintain the same amount of good quality policing that's required in this community. And I got to say, I agree with both these guys on the vehicles. That's tough. I mean, it's a big county, and for us to respond to calls and handle calls, it's hard to not have take-home vehicles. I know a lot of people in this community would rather see the vehicles sitting somewhere and people share them. And would that work? I don't know. It's an awful big county. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much, Brian Sparks. And that concludes that round of questions and answers. Now we are ready to go to me, he said. Ned.
Ned. This question comes from several popular submitted questions, and it's taken from that. When sworn in, every elected officer swears to uphold the Constitution of the United States. How would you describe your level of familiarity with the content of the Constitution, and in particular, the Second Amendment, and what does it mean to you?
Okay, our first respondent, Stephen Haskell.
The Constitution, to me, is what we were founded on from our founding fathers. It guides us and directs us on the way we should be acting as a society. And, of course, with the good Lord's help, that's all been that way. The other side of that, what do I believe, or my thoughts on the Second Amendment? With today's society and being in the Marine Corps for 25 years and going around the world 2.5 times, I believe very strongly in the Second Amendment. The Second Amendment, to me, means our continued freedom against interference with the government or other entities trying to harm us, for us to protect ourselves, our properties, our family. That's what it means to me. Thank you.
Thank you, Stephen Haskell. Next, Brian Sparks.
Well, as far as the Constitution, I believe in the Constitution wholeheartedly. The most important part, as far as I'm concerned with the Constitution, is the Second Amendment, because I wholeheartedly believe without the Second Amendment and our right to keep and bear arms that we wouldn't have the other amendments. So, I mean, it's just cut and dry with me. That's about it.
Thank you, Brian Sparks. And next, Scott Weiner.
Well, I also believe in the Constitution. I believe in the Second Amendment. I wouldn't be in this job if I didn't. We have had so much stuff little by little taken away from us over the years constitutionally. Our forefathers didn't just think of themselves. They thought of us 200, 300, 400. They've laid this out for us forever. And I will do everything in my power to protect what they've laid out for us, because those were some very wise men back then. Thank you.
Scott Weiner. All right. Can I catch everybody? All right. Goofed up more than once here. I just want to make sure. Correct me if you see me doing something like leaving one of you out. All right, next question is coming from Debbie Bickery.
In your opinion, what is the most important issue or challenge facing Sublette County that the Sheriff's Office has to deal with?
And beginning with answering Scott Weiner.
Would you read that one more time, please?
In your opinion, what is the most important issue or challenge facing Sublette County that the Sheriff's Office will have to deal with?
On the whole scheme of things, I believe right now is regaining the trust of the public. Some of the challenges that we face day to day are the drugs coming in more and more, losing connection with our youth. We're in a tailspin right now, and I want to rudder us straight and get us pulled back in line. We've got issues and challenges that face us every day, and people don't understand what it is we really do and the rules that we have to follow to properly do it without violating somebody's rights. And people need to get educated.
Thank you, Scott Weiner. Next will be Stephen Haskell.
I believe that treating our members of our county with a little bit of pride, dignity, and compassion. There is no one in any law enforcement that goes out and they're, I don't know, I don't want to use any nonsensical word, but these heavy badged people that I hear since May 15th, I want to get the people of the county to trust Sublette County Sheriff's Office in and of itself, with their abilities to work with the members of the county. I want the members of the county to trust in their abilities to know, for the them to know that Sublette County Sheriff's Office knows what they are doing. Thank you.
Thank you, Steve.
These cards bug me.
Stephen Haskell. And next to respond, Brian Sparks.
Communication and relationship with the residents of Sublette County is definitely the number one problem here. We need to get back to that. Deputies need to conduct themselves in a way to get a relationship back with the citizens here. You know, I drive around Mountain View and people wave at you and people come and talk to you. Everybody I've talked to, and I've kind of seen it firsthand, that relationship is not in this community anymore between law enforcement and the citizens. And we absolutely need to get that back. And that's number one priority. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Brian Sparks. That's our five questions. It looks like we still have time. Let's go for a sixth question. Do you have one, Ned?
This is a combination of a question submitted by a member of the audience and one via email. Due to recent events, crime and suicide prevention, especially within the county's younger population, are big concerns for residents of Sublette County. If elected, what actions would you undertake regarding these topics?
All right, beginning the answers, Stephen Haskell.
I have to ask, could you please repeat that for me?
Due to recent events, crime and suicide prevention, especially within the county's younger population, are big concerns for residents of Sublette County. If elected, what actions would you take to regarding these topics?
That's a very good question. Suicide prevention is something that we need to be more aware of, not just as from a law enforcement perspective, but as a community in and of itself. This country, and pardon my French, has gone to hell in a handbasket in many ways. People do not know how to rejection is something that we don't know how to deal with. And there's many more aspects to that. We have counselors here. We have people that are academically proven to work with members of our county. What am I going to do with it? I'm going to make sure that all of the law enforcement personnel are trained, are working with the people, and all of, like, Renee Pape. God bless that woman. She's got a lot on her shoulders. She is one of the assets that we have in the county and a lot of our counseling areas. Thank you.
Thank you, Stephen Haskell. Next, Brian Sparks.
I think this can still pretty much go back to gaining the trust of the community and, you know, even the younger members of the community. I mean, if you get deputies out there that kids trust, that if they're having problems that they can't talk to their parents, they can't talk to their teachers, or they don't feel that they can, and they trust law enforcement officers, I mean, they can come up and talk with them. And we can try to help them through what they're dealing with. And if we can't help them, get them to the correct people that can help them. But again, I think it just goes back to building a real solid foundation of a relationship with the community. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Brian Sparks. And next, Scott Weiner.
I think what it comes down to is getting off our backsides as deputies, getting in, like everybody said, getting to know the kids, getting to know the parents, getting to know the teachers, getting to know the counselors, and rebuild that trust with them so they will open up a little bit more. And then we can take that next step into helping the individuals that may be crying out for somebody or crying out for help that we're unaware of. And we can also do that through training. I mean, training to recognize the cries for help that all of us miss way too often.
Thank you very much, Scott Weiner. I'm getting a signal here from the table that something has come in. They want to get one more question in. Let's do it. We have time, I believe. So the next question, Debbie.
Okay, we're actually incorporating a couple of questions here. Who do you believe has the greatest law enforcement authority and jurisdiction in Sublette County? And what will your response be if the EPA, BLM, or some other federal agency imposes unconstitutional regulations or fines on landowners?
Okay, beginning with that, Brian Sparks.
I believe the sheriff has the utmost authority in the county, and I believe that the sheriff has a duty to protect the citizens of the community from government overreach. I believe that if they try to come in and do stuff, that we should stand with the citizens of the community and not against them, cut and dry. Thank you.
Thank you, Brian Sparks. Next, Scott Weiner.
The sheriff, most definitely. I'm not a real big fan of people coming in and telling our citizens what they can and can't do. And government reaching out to impose things doesn't sit well with me. And I would love to lead the charge to go against them when they're trying to force stuff down our throat.
Thank you, Scott Weiner. And wrapping it up, Stephen Haskell.
The chief law enforcement of this county is your sheriff. He is the ultimate law enforcement. Now, as far as anyone coming in and making us going to tell us what we're going to do with our property, I don't think so. First, they're going to come in, and they better have an understanding that what you're asking people to do with their property from your perspective, would you do it to yourself? No, they won't. So they better come talk to the sheriff. Thank you.
Thank you, Stephen Haskell. All right, with that, I think we've wrapped up the questions. Let's go ahead and do a one-minute closing statement as you can readdress anything that came up or just simply give your final thoughts. And we'll begin the closing statements with Scott Weiner.
Oh, boy. Well, again, I do appreciate you all coming out of your tonight, taking times out of your lives and schedules to listen to us and become more informed. You know, I truly am passionate about this job, and I truly am passionate about this county. I would be the first one to get run over if anybody from the outside come in to start running us over. I believe in our rights. I believe in our Constitution. And I most of all believe in our youth, because that is our future. And if we don't connect with them now, we're in trouble. And it starts right here in our own hometown. Thank you.
Thank you, Scott Weiner. Next will be Stephen Haskell.
Thank you. Thank you, Bob, KPIN, and all the news media for holding this. Thank you, Scott and Brian, for being up here. And thanks again, gentlemen. As the sheriff of this great county, I will set a high and very positive impact to all the members of our county for both old and young. Our youth are the future of our country. Excuse me, county. Country, too. And looking after them, if we're not looking after them, we're hurting ourselves. The sheriff and all members of the elected voters of this county should be held to a higher standard. They should be honest with all their dealings with one and all. If there is a mistake, it should be made to the public and then corrected now, not later. Last but not least, I'd like to thank publicly my lovely bride, Karen, for all the support that she's given me and been my kicked my backside when I needed it. Thank you.
And thank you very much, Stephen Haskell. Brian Sparks.
Just again, thanks everybody for coming out. Thanks again, Bob, for having us. You know, ultimately, I just think there needs to be a choice, and I think there's three people here that are giving you, the citizens of the county, a choice. I know Steve personally. I know Scott personally. I've worked with both of them. I like them both. I can't say anything bad about either one of them. I just think it's a choice that whichever one of us best fits your needs, that's who you should elect. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Brian Sparks. All right, that wraps up the sheriff part of the event. We'll let you be seated. We'll let the county clerk candidates come forward. Let Don Ballew come up and start changing some signs. If anybody needs to take a little 2 or 3 minute break, now is probably the time to do it. Once again, when this form is finished, we are going to post on PinedaleOnline.com the audio of this form. So for those that maybe tuned in late or were not able to listen tonight, it will be available on the internet on PinedaleOnline.com. The two candidates that will be coming up for county clerk are Mary Langford. Mary Langford is the Republican nominee for county clerk. The other one will be Michelle Hostler, who is a write-in candidate. Now, just a little bit of information on the situation of a write-in candidate. We are broadcasting this event, and the Federal Communications Commission considers any write-in candidate who has launched a bona fide write-in campaign to be a candidate worthy of giving equal time to. In fairness, we are bringing up Michelle Hostler. Although she is not on the ballot, there is no question that she is not a bona fide write-in candidate, and therefore she is being included. So right now we're getting ready to start the county clerk portion of this event, and we'll have it going here in just a minute. I'm seeing the candidates getting ready to take their place. Duke, I might call you over here for just a second, give you a chance maybe to go a little further on voting and maybe even taking a look at who all. Several of our candidates are not opposed, and you might even want to just take a look at our list here locally. These are the candidates that were elected in the primary. Maybe recognize some of those that are unopposed, and therefore they're not on the panel.
All righty. Some of our candidates have been already elected in the primary. They will be on the ballot, but they're running unopposed. Our county assessor, Jeanette Saxton, is on there. She's Republican for treasurer. Roxana Jensen is running unopposed in the current upcoming election. Let me see what else. Bob just throwing me on the spot here. Let me find some more here. Alright. I don't even know. Bob's giving me crazy stuff here. Let's see what we got here. County Attorney Clayton Kaner is running unopposed. Some of the other ones, the Soil Conservation District, the rural one is Coke Landers, the urban is Darrell Walker. Rural Healthcare District, there's five people running, Scott Sherbel, Tom Peters, Laura Clark, Chuck Bachelor, and Paul Ehrich. So those are some of the candidates that we have going. Clerk of the District Court would be Republican Janet Montgomery. She's running unopposed. Also, County Coroner Kurt Coville won the Republican nomination and will be running unopposed in the upcoming election. Let's see if we're getting... Oh, Bob just leaves me here. You see what he does to me? He just hands me pamphlets of paper. Here, read this stuff. I don't even know what half the stuff is. It's good stuff, though. We're live on air, so I got to make some noise.
School District Number 9, four-year term. John Fear and Glade Jones are both running. Let's see. What else do we have to talk about here tonight? Anything else new and exciting going on, Bob, in town?
I'll tell you what, I'm going to switch over to the other microphone, talk to our radio audience a little bit. We'll be starting here in about 2 minutes, so we'll try to convene in 2 minutes. Now, this should be going on the radio. Yes, I think we managed to do it. I just want to give a big thank you to James Thomas, who is sponsoring the event tonight on the radio. James Thomas is a real estate agent here at High Mountain Real Estate, which is right on Pine Street at 107 East Pine. And he's available for your buying and selling needs. He can represent you as a buyer. He can represent you as a seller. So that's James Thomas, real estate agent with High Mountain Real Estate, handles residential, vacant land, commercial properties, industrial needs, maybe a retirement home or a second home or a cabin. All of those are things that he handles at James Thomas, well, at High Mountain Real Estate, James Thomas being one of their agents. He requests, just give him a call on the cell phone. He's glad to hear from you, daytime, nighttime, weekends. His cell phone number is 231-0167. That's 231-0167 for James Thomas of High Mountain Real Estate. We appreciate very much that he is the sponsor here of the event tonight. Again, special events like this require sponsorship. He stepped forward, and we thank him for his sponsorship. Well, another one here helping us out, I just want to talk to you for a second, is Michael Anderson. You might have seen the white van around town that says AMP, A-M-P. Now, that's, of course, a unit of flow of electricity, but it also stands for Anderson Music Production. Michael, what kind of services are you providing with your Anderson Music? See if I can get the name right, Anderson Music Production.
Well, this is something I do on the side. I've got a full-time job, and what I do on the weekends is if somebody is looking for a DJ or some sound reinforcement gear, I use professional gear, JBL, Mackie, QSC systems. I do have wireless and wired mic capabilities with stands, and I do have lighting, lasers, and fog machine, and the whole bit. So if you're looking for somebody who wants to do a party, a wedding reception, or anything of that sort, I can help you out. And I don't ask an arm and a leg to do those services either, compared to many who have to come from out of town to help out. But I do have the good gear, and so if you guys need some good sound and professional sound reinforced mortar DJ work, I'm not a scratch DJ. I do spin, and I've got a lot of equipment that I can come to bear with, including effects and so forth. So, while Bob is here trying to get some new batteries and some equipment, make sure everything is running good for the forum, I am going to turn you back over to Bob, and here he is.
All right, thank you very much. Michael, did you give them some instructions? How do they get hold of you, phone number or something?
Oh, thank you for reminding me. And I have to look at my phone for this because I haven't remembered my own phone number because it's brand new. 360-3161, and that's in the 307 area code, 360-3161, if you're needing some sound help. Thanks.
All right, thank you very much. Michael Anderson of Anderson Music Productions, we certainly do appreciate your helping here with the technical aspect of the forum here on KPIN Pinedale. Well, we're sitting here talking to ourselves in this back table. I'm going to go up to the podium here and see if we can bring the audience back up. So let me just trade places here and let Michael take the little radio and see if I really am on the air.
How's the radio? Why am I doing this?
Okay, we are getting ready to start the final phase of our forum. Our two candidates for county clerk are seated right now, seated at the table.